The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
1 minute after the hour, 7 a.m. on this Thursday. It's February 1st, first day of the month. And this month, we have 29 days because it's leap year. For those of you who are going, what? We got leap year? Yeah, you sure do. What are we supposed to do? They messed with our calendar. Yes, you have a leap year every 4 years because we said so. Okay. Anybody got a logical explanation for that? This is what happens when you let the government mess with daylight savings time, and you let them mess with the calendar, you let them mess with everything. Then they mess, you know, they think that daylight savings time was supposed to make the economy better, and actually it there's a lot having to do with your sleep cycle, as I understand it, and how it messes things up when you have to keep doing the spring forward, fall back garbage. Well, all of what we discuss here is courtesy of the Power Malt. For those of you who are listening for the first time out there, and we give a big shout out to all our new listeners that were calling the Power Malt yesterday that didn't understand quite that the Power Hour and the Power Malt work together. The Power Malt and everything we do there supports the Power Hour to keep the Power Hour on the radio. So when you buy from the Power Malt or you make a donation through the Power Malt and you see the Power Malt on your credit card statement or whatever, if you make a one-time donation or click the support us tab on thepowerhour.com, they're connected. So the Power Hour is supported by the Power Mall. All right. So when you shop there, that keeps us up and running. So we've got 10% off of Strauss Naturals, Head to Toe Clay, and OptiVita products this week at the Power Mall. And we also have the new Gresca Carbon C, the Carbon 60, a 45-day supply, comes in a little bottle. You take it. People say they get better. One guy, as Bob Gresko was telling us on the show last week, somebody snuck in into the hospital. He was apparently bedridden, had COVID, drank the whole bottle. Next day, he checked out of the hospital. Healthy. So don't take my word for it. Now there's something else. It's called maintenance. We now are carrying the Rife machine. Now, it's not, you know, some you may be just a little wax in the ear this morning. It's R-I-F as in Frank, E, Rife. And it's named after Royal Raymond Rife. Now, Royal Rife was a scientist that discovered about frequencies. He found that frequencies, the body is made up of them, and they function on frequency. And this is one of the reasons why the U.S. government knows about frequencies, because they use frequencies to their advantage, to disable us and make us sick. What do you think cell towers emit? Rife machines are available via dropship at thepowermall.com. You can call up and order one if you like and ask questions. We've got a lot of literature on it. Every time you buy a Rife machine, you keep us on the air. Goes towards our operating expenses. And of course, for those of you, we maintain a phone line for those of you who have unlimited talk and text and whatnot and data. It's 631-359-8232. And you can listen to the Power Hour by phone. So if you also want a catalog, because we've had some people call, some even have the very first Joyce Riley catalog she ever put out way back when, all taped together. They're going to end up, I can just see them now, just stitching all those pages back together again. Just trying to keep it there. Well, I ran out of tape. Okay. We do have a new catalog at the Power Hour. And I mean, if you want to call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829, they're open from 8 to 4 Central. And you want to ask for a catalog, we'll surely hook you up with one. Because we want people to be informed. You can also go to thepowermall.com, and the whole catalog's right there. Rick Kaler, we got to continue to say prayers for him. I heard Rick was coming on the show tomorrow to give another satellite system away. Even though Rick's in a little bit of shoulder pain there. Sorry about that, guy. For those of you ordering from the Power Mall for the first time, by the way, you can get 10% off your order by using the code FIRST and the number 10 at checkout. That also applies if you call us up, all right? We're going to be talking about this issue going on down at the border. And, of course, you know, we tried to get the convoy organizers to come on. Yeah. So we have somebody who is a host of Sovereign Radio coming on to talk about the Take Our Border Back convoy. He's the host of Sovereign Radio, Scotty Sachs. That's not one of the convoy organizers. It's another show host talking about what the convoy is doing. I saw pictures of the convoy last night posted on social media, and I was gleaning a lot of social media trying to find it and what they were doing. And it, wow, what a disappointment. That's my commentary. Ron Baruti is supposed to be joining us. He's an attorney. He is handling cases, which I got a verified complaint from what was filed in New Jersey in the district court there, in U.S. District Court, basically on transitioning a child without the parents' permission. That's going to be an interesting article. Interesting conversation this morning. 7 minutes after the hour in world news, 9 people were injured in London. See, they're getting real creative now. 9 people, including 2 children, were injured in what they call a horrific incident last night. Several of those hurt having to be rushed to the aid of original victims. Yeah. In other words, the first responders were also injured. The suspected corrosive substance was thrown just yards from Clapham Common, an upmarket London neighborhood in Lambeth, injuring several people, a woman and 2 children, taken to a hospital. And then the police showed up. And they got hit with it. One person fleeing the scene, being sought in connection. No arrest yet. Apparently it was some sort of acid. British law forbids firearms in almost all circumstances, but still criminals find a way nevertheless. And of course, as reported last month, 2023 saw a knife crime surge because they couldn't get guns. So they used knives. See, it's like these people, you know, when are they going to quit that? 40 incidents logged by police per day with knife crime. Gun crime also went up 6% over the previous year because people got a hold of guns. So, let's see. Last year, there were an estimated 103 homicides. How do you have estimated? You either know what the figure is or you don't. Breaking down the killings, they had 67 people stabbed to death and 8 of them shot. That means that criminals can still get guns. Meanwhile, Lindsey Graham, Mr. Warmonger himself, called on Biden to initiate military action against Iran after an Iran-backed militia killed 3 American troops at outposts in Jordan. Well, they're all saying they're sitting ducks up there. And, of course, this is the thing. Graham is saying, why didn't this happen on Trump's watch? Because the Iranians were afraid of Donald Trump. We killed the head of the Revolutionary Guard, Soleimani. Biden has yet to hit Iran directly. So here's the thing. Now, that's the news. This is Lindsey Graham, you know, the blowhard from South Carolina that's a warmonger. I think everybody's got him pretty much pegged. So if we were to do what Lindsey Graham wants us to do, question is, would the war all of a sudden end up on American soil? We have all these military-aged men of Middle Eastern descent crossing our southern border. They're coming in from everywhere. And, of course, because of what we did in Afghanistan, we have sent signals to the Middle East in all the Arab states that we are a bunch of wimps and that we can be taken over because our government will do nothing. We got Houthis attacking ships out in the Red Sea, and they keep shooting down their missiles. U.S. Navy does. And, of course, the Houthis will keep doing this because Iran is giving them all this stuff, according to what they're telling us. Now, we're not there, so we can't see it, but you can rest assured that if we were to go in there and turn Tehran into a nuclear parking lot, the entire Arab nation states in the Middle East, there would be holy you-know-what to pay. Now we want to talk about what's happening at our southern border here as a new migrant caravan made up of approximately 1,800 migrants and growing is moving from the southern state of Chiapas near the Mexican-Guatemalan border. They're going to go through Oaxaca. The group began organizing earlier this week, and of course they've been posting signs telling everybody what to do. As in prior caravans, migrants have been carrying white wooden crosses and banners with messages claiming immigration is not illegal and condemning governments that are not open to migrants. This is all by design. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we got that figured out by now. Local government officials have set up shelters and rest stops along the way to provide migrants with food and water, while Mexican authorities have been escorting them to keep them safe. They actually stopped a train with the 1,800 migrants on it. See, because they're all hopping trains and going up there to the border. The new caravan comes at a time when the border cities have been setting record-setting numbers of migrants arriving and requesting asylum, and not a one of these people deserves it. They make it up that they want asylum. Asylum from what? No, they want to come here because they think we're the land of plenty. But here's the thing. All these NGOs like the Red Cross and Catholic Charities and everybody else, they're helping to get these migrants into the U.S. from their starting point through the use of tax dollars we, the people, are paying. I hope I made that clear. That pretty much has been stated all over mainstream media. Not to keep our callers holding this morning, Phil in Florida. Good morning, sir. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Good morning, Dave. Once again, I appreciate you taking on the show. There's two topics I'd like to discuss if time allows. One, of course, is this border thing. And I've been following the former Green Beret war correspondent, Michael Young, who I imagine you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
He's been covering the whole Darien Pass and this whole invasion, you know, and you mentioned the NGOs and our own Department of Homeland Security set up down there with actually Mayorkas going down there. I mean, this is treason to the very heart of the word, you know, where we're getting these folks up there. And yeah, the Mexican are setting up the stops and all that, but it begins with the U.S. government, like you said, with U.S. taxpayer dollars. The thing about this standoff with Abbott and, 3 years later after the fact and the Biden, it just reeks of political theater during an election year. And, I look at the Jeff Rentz network, Rentz.com, which is great that you guys are simulcast on their network in the morning. There's a post under headline news that says, "Watch the truth about the border crisis. It's all lies. The border wall is wide open." It was a video by a guy who lives there. It's just this ordinary Texas dude that went down to the park there at the Eagle Pass. And then he filmed, he drove, you know, like half hour or half mile away from that along the wall. And there's openings with no guards or anything, you know, and it just reeks of like a January 6th setup and political theater. And I worry about these truckers heading down there, you know, and being set up, you know. But Bill, at the same time, they're patriots, you know.
Yeah, but Bill, you were just going to step on the story I was about to talk about. Since you brought it up.
Yeah.
Randy Clark is reporting that this Texas border showdown was wrought with political spin and misinformation. And he basically pointed right to what you just said. In Eagle Pass, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick from Texas addressed reporters outside the park, offering commentary that seemed to clash with the actual events preceding the seizure of that park, Shelby Park. Basically, he was saying a few weeks ago, months ago, there were thousands crossing. No one's crossing. We have secured the border. Well, see, what your guy did, went down there and filmed, and apparently there wasn't anybody there in the first place when they went down to secure it. So here they are putting up all this razor wire in an empty park with the attempt to secure it because there were no migrants there, and that's why they were able to get in there and do that. So, you know, we're not being told the entire truth. Agreed. You got a bunch of political spin. This is pretty crazy. And not only that, but the convoy that you were talking about. I've been watching this stuff on social media. And this is the thing. We had the convoy's organizers in California on the show this week, earlier, last week, actually, Friday. And then all of a sudden now, nobody's calling us. Now I've got a show host from another network, Sovereign Radio, coming on to talk about what he knows about this convoy. Well, the thing is that I saw stuff on Glenn Beck, on Blaze Media, and various other social media sites about this convoy, people taking videos and posting videos. There were very few big rigs. I mean, they were scant. It was nothing like the Canadian trucker. I think a lot of people, Phil, are thinking this kind of this J6 thing, that there might be another trap set. The reporter for Glenn Beck was saying that they've all gotten together and said prayers and said, if anybody comes at you and tries to be combatant and an antagonist, just turn the other cheek and walk away and don't shoot and don't do anything crazy. Well, you know, what is it, the mouse that roared? Is it somebody both sides of the equation are trying to start, you know, political turmoil to justify government intervention of a larger magnitude? Could it be a prelude to a false flag attack? I mean, see, now we all of a sudden, because we are so suspicious of the way our government is behaving, Phil, I mean, you're a vet, aren't you?
Yeah, peacetime, you know.
Doesn't matter,
did more
Phil,
for me than I ever did for them.
Thank you for your service. It's all right. Thanks for your service anyway. Yeah. But, I mean, I appreciate the fact. You understand where I'm coming from. We're all looking at this government and going, okay, this isn't doing anybody any good what they're doing. And if they're using this tit for tat, this political football with us, trying to motivate us to do something stupid after J6, I think we're a little bit smarter than they give us credit for. They really must think we're stupid.
And you mentioned Canada. You know, there's a lesson there for these truckers down here. You know, look what happened to those guys. And there were a huge amount, you know, but they still had their bank accounts frozen and they still,
that's right,
you know, everything that else. But the other thing is, this is going on. You know, and I just saw a press conference with some woman from Department of State or whatever on this so-called Iranian attack. You know, isn't it all of a sudden it's an Iranian attack that killed the three troops in Iraq? What are they doing over there anyway? But the thing is, when the news guy pressed the spokesperson, well, what evidence do you have that it was Iran? She couldn't say. All she kept saying was, we know that Iran is funding, you know, these groups. And the guy said, well, what evidence do you have that Iran did it, you know? And well, we're still looking into it. You know, thank God the reporter actually asked that. But I do want to finish. This is what about us? All the weapons and everything we gave Israel and to do what they're doing, and this is it just. breaks my heart every day that this is going on with the whole world watching this genocide over in Palestine, and by the very same, by the people who use their genocide 70 years ago of their own people to justify what they're doing. And we know you can definitely track, you know, the taxpayer dollars and the bombs and the bullets and the planes and even personnel behind this horrific genocide, you know, and here we're calling the kettle black, you know, and there's no proof that Iran killed these, yep. Was behind the killing of the, and what I'm getting at is they're using this to go after, you know, for the U.S. to finally give Netanyahu what he's been asking for 20, 30 years, you know, the U.S. to go to war for Israel against Iran. I just feel so many of us feel helpless. What the heck can we do? We're just standing by watching the literal genocide at the hands of U.S. weapons and taxpayer dollars, and the ability to not veto a U.N. resolution, at least not veto U.N. resolutions like we always do for Israel. It's like, what can we do? And I think also this Texas thing is something to take the American people's attention off of what we're doing over in the Middle East, and let alone Ukraine. Well, yeah. That's my take on it, Dave.
Okay, Phil. And I'm not appreciate alone. That. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know you're not alone. There's a lot of people that's got differing opinions. I know. And there's a whole bunch of them stacking up here on the phone. So I appreciate your calling. We don't get to hear from you very much. And when we do, boy, do we hear from you. Here's the thing, you know, we're talking about the U.S. playing world cop. Now, it comes with a cost, politically, financially, economically, and we have a government that is writing checks its body can't cash. We the people can't cash those checks. We the people are already struggling just to keep food on the table and the lights on, let alone the bills paid. When you look at the mortgage numbers out there of number foreclosures that are starting to ramp up, people are in trouble. And that nobody's paying attention to that except the people that are affected by it. And you will never hear anything because they're too prideful to reach out for help. They have their own. This is really sad about foreclosures, folks. When you get in a situation like that, have you ever been homeless? You understand exactly what I'm talking about. There are people that are sitting here standing by on our phone lines that have been homeless before, that have lived in their car, lived in a storage unit. I mean, seriously, this happened way back in 2008. And it's happening again. You know, when families won't take you in because there's a financial problem, where do you go? Maybe you're too proud to ask your family for help because you're too ashamed that it got away from you. Well, I'm telling you what, these hedge fund managers out there and all these little quadrillion or however much they claim to hold securities out there that are all hedged in against our financial system and what's going on in the mortgage industry. I mean, this is sad. I mean, it's made the news headlines again today under our economy section. But now you see, I can understand, Phil, the point made about is it tit for tat? Is this nothing but political theater to draw our attention away? Well, we do know that the sanctuary cities right now, crime is massive. I mean, these illegal immigrants, I don't know how the hell they're getting hold of these. You know, they have the magnetic detection tags on the clothing items to keep you from walking out the door without setting an alarm. These illegal immigrants have some sort of a way to disconnect them from the clothes, and they're stealing from these retail stores. How long do you expect them to stay open? How long is it going to be before people in the sanctuary cities rise up and go to the mayor's office, like Chicago, after they reported 2,500 illegal immigrants being housed in substandard squalor? I mean, how is that supposed to factor in when these people, I told you they were going to turn into have-nots, and when they do, then all of a sudden they start holding up people. They start acquiring guns. They take what little money they can pull together. They start roving in gangs. They start going from door to door, kicking in doors and taking from people. See, when that starts and people start revolting and people start shooting back, all of a sudden, now we're going to have the attention of the police department, who's been saying we're understaffed. We're going to have the attention of the mayor's office, who said, well, that's not right. Oh, excuse me. You're the one who opened up your doors to these people. And then you've got DeSantis and Abbott sending all these buses of people up to the sanctuary cities to make a political point. You see, this is what your administration caused, and you people advocated for that. Duh. Meanwhile, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, I always love it because you see a picture, it says the Honorable Christopher Wray, and I'm going, honorable, my foot. Nobody trusts that man. He's up there in front of the House Select Committee on Chinese Communist Party yesterday, telling everybody cyber hackers are working for the Chinese government to wreak havoc on the U.S., targeting critical infrastructure such as water treatment plants, the grid, transportation systems, real world harm. Okay. Lions and tigers and bears. They haven't done it yet, but hey, what if he's right? And all of a sudden our grid's in jeopardy. What are we the people doing about it? You know, what can you do? People are asking, Phil was just saying, what can we do? Stop playing world cop for starters. Shut the border down for starters. I mean, see, the Iranians are afraid of Trump. They don't want Trump in power. Nobody wants Trump in power because all of a sudden that border will close. He's got most of the Republicans in Congress and even some of the Democrats now saying, look, we need to shut this border down and start getting rid of these migrants. A lot of these gotaways are starting to commit criminal acts, raping women. Oh, well, it wasn't me. I don't have to worry. Yeah, I don't have to worry. I don't live in a sanctuary city. I don't have to worry. Yeah, all right. Now we got Speaker Mike Johnson in the House trying to rush through a tax bill unveiled days ago over significant policy objections from both conservative and centrist factions of the Republican Party. What do they want to do? They want to expand welfare for illegal aliens. That's what they're calling this. Oh, my gosh. What is it? $155 billion in new federal deficits? Yeah. All this is being tossed around in committee right now. And, of course, Jason Smith from Missouri, congressman, the staffer for Ways and Means, told members they need to light up the board with green as quickly as possible. Need to stop this nonsense. They are going to continue to fund with your tax dollars these illegal immigrants. And when the money runs out, they're going to come knocking on your door. They already are doing it in Massachusetts and other places. New York. That's why they had to put a curfew down. Believe it or not, like a curfew is going to stop things. Because at 6 a.m. when the curfew is over, boom, they're back out on the street again, banging on doors, begging for stuff. And when you don't give it to them, then what happens? Then they go get a gun, come back and visit again, right? Then they call it a home invasion. Ouch. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. Thanks for holding during the break, folks. We will be back to take your calls after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Yes, they're one and the same, folks. Appreciate your support. Be right back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thursday, 34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on this Thursday at the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks so much for our callers who have been patiently waiting on hold. One thing I want to mention before I go to the phones here, something that my board op and I, Todd, were discussing during the break, this thing about our government spending our tax dollars. And it was in, it's really funny how we think so much alike because of the fact that the same time he's thinking it, I'm thinking it, I just didn't have a chance to get it out. All right. So here's the thing. We have a Congress already that understands what fractionalized banking is. We have a Congress that understands that they pretty much have a blank check. We have a Congress that understands that they are in receivership and have been. They're bankrupt. All right. They know it. They're morally bankrupt. They're financially bankrupt. They're so in hock to the IMF and the World Bank and all the cartels. And I'm talking about the banking cartels. It's not funny. And but they've been given carte blanche to borrow as much money as they want. They don't care about the value of the dollar. That's why we had Fred Dyshevsky on yesterday from U.S. Coin Capital talking about the historical perspectives of our financial system. We are never, ever going to be able to pay back all this debt. We are lucky if all of the tax dollars they do manage to suck out of our pocketbooks manage to pay for even a part of that $1.1 trillion interest debt that we allegedly incur every year. But you see, it's not we the people. I mean, it's on our backs. That's what they've got us all convinced into thinking. But it's actually the United States government that went out and did this and got us into hock. And you wonder why Americans' credit card debt is over the $1 trillion mark? You wonder why all that is? I mean, all of the Americans' debt is over $1 trillion. But nothing compared to the government's 33 or 34 trillion. I mean, come on. I mean, they spend money like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse. I mean, it's one of these, it's an unfortunate scenario. And we're never going to overcome it. No, we have to do this. This is an individual and collective community effort. We have to start by making our community stronger. Because it's obvious, unless our state leaders grow a pair and understand, I think you know where I'm going with this, until they actually tell the United States government, hey, you know what? I mean, we already have 25 governors supporting what Texas is doing. But until all the states stand up and go, okay, you know, we're not going to put up with this anymore, nothing's going to change. Still going to be the same old, same old. They're going to borrow and they're going to write checks their body can't cash, and they'll continue to do it no matter what because they know they'll never pay it back. Gee, that sounds like a definition of a cheater to me. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. Thanks for holding.
Hey, no problem, Dave. Hey, I'm going to be – I had a little withdrawal from listening to your show. I'm going to be listening a lot more. You do an awesome job, Dave. I appreciate you so much. I had a little bit of a rough month. I had a death in my family. So, but
sorry
anyway,
to hear that.
I have a – I thank you. I have a question, Dave. On average, do you happen to know how many people are coming across the Texas border? Are they putting out any numbers regarding that scenario?
Yeah, it depends on who you talk to, Jeff. Most of what I've heard is since the month of December, they've had over 300,000 people cross the border from all points. And when you get this sort of thing and then you get Congress negotiating this, well, I'll tell you what, Biden will shut down the border. We'll just let 5,000 a month in. And I'm like, this is the tit for tat in Congress that, I mean, Biden could shut that border down right now. All he'd have to do is just say the word and it would be closed. No, he wants to use that as a negotiating tool to have money for Ukraine and Israel so he can further the war effort. Because the guy doesn't have a brain. Somebody else is telling him what to do. And so, you know, unfortunately, Congress is caught in the middle of this brouhaha, and they're all seemingly, I don't know, I could look at this, Jeff, and think they're in on it. But, you know, at this point in time, I really don't think they care what the numbers are. They're looking at this thing as a way to, especially the Democrats, they're looking at a way to upset the apple cart in this country and basically make all these people voters right before November. Give them, you know, they say they're here in asylum, seeking asylum. They're not seeking asylum. They want a paycheck. They want a paycheck from our government at our expense. Now, given what I just said about the fact that we'll never be able to repay the debt, It doesn't matter to these people. They've been told, you come here, we're going to give you a credit card with money on it, and we're going to, you know, get Congress. We're going to force this $155 billion program through. So all you guys keep getting money while you're getting all settled and getting registered to vote and getting driver's licenses, which will take you about 4 months. Oh, they got this whole thing figured out, Jeff. It doesn't matter whether there's 300,000 or 3 million come into this country. We've got over 9 million here so far. And the nefarious intent to try to get these people, I mean, this is what's scarier. These people could actually be given driver's licenses, voter registration cards, and legitimacy to be in our next election, and they're going to vote for you-know-who. He let them in. They're not going to realize until it's too late that they've been shafted, Jeff.
That's a very good point, Dave. It's like whatever they can do to get the votes, no matter from who or how, right?
Correct. I mean, we figured that much. You knew this. I knew this. Everybody knew this. This is what they were. That what their plan was in letting all these people in. They knew they were going to turn them all into voters. They knew it.
Oh God. It really is insane. But anyway, Dave, I'm going to get up. I know you got a lot of calls. Thanks so much. I'll be listening to you.
God bless, sir, and our condolences here from the Power Hour to your family member for your loss. I appreciate that, Debbie in Indiana. Good morning. How are you? Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Dave. I was listening to Glenn Beck program yesterday, mm-hmm. and a guy called in, he's a reporter, he's riding with the caravan.
Yep, that's the video I saw, too.
Yeah, and then a lady called in, and she said there's three caravans. I guess they're going to all meet up at some point. But she said her group is going to be like 80 miles away from the border. They're going to be doing prayer and shoot telling people somebody tries to start anything with you, turn your back and leave, but that might be kind of dangerous to turn your back on some of them people.
Well, you just never know, Debbie. That's the problem, is that some of these people come there with nefarious intent. And I know what Glenn Beck said because I read his opinion. He said nobody wants a civil war. Well, then why are you pushing us in that direction? Why is Congress and this political theater pushing us in that direction?
She had a website, too, freeourborder.com.
Okay, everybody's got one these days. All right, I'll make a note of that.
Okay, well, that's it.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Debbie. Thanks for keeping an eye out. We need more people out there watching what's going on. You're going to formulate an opinion at some point, and you're going to understand whether this is political theater. Why did Abbott wait until this year? Why did Patrick go down there and make those statements? Why did Abbott wait till now? Well, because it's 2024. Why is anybody doing anything right now so they can go back to the districts, pat themselves on the back, and say, okay, I need your campaign contribution so I can stay in office and screw you for two more years or six more years or whatever the case may be. Dan in New Jersey, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm holding in my right hand the Selective Service System Notice of Classification from the Vietnam War era. And
oh,
I'm wondering, considering how low our military recruitment is, that I think the next president is going to be forced to reinstate the draft. So
Dan, if it's Biden or any Democrat, whether it's Michael Obama or whatever the case may be, if it's a Democrat that gets in the White House, that may be a likely possibility. Because right now, the Navy is letting in high school dropouts that managed to get their GED. they are hurting so bad in this military. It's been so decimated because they come in and they say, we have to have the jab or you can't stay here. So, I mean, this they've made it impossible to defend this country. And you have to wonder, Dan, since you have that that draft memo in your hand, that's pretty scary. You saved it. What do you think they're going to do? You know, if we get into an actual world war and we have no way to defend ourselves, you think it's going to be incumbent on we the people to pick up the slack?
Well, I think that Jesus will eventually return to us, and I'm looking forward to that. But in the short term, put on your paralegal hat. Would you advise men at 18 years old to comply with the law, which I think is still in effect, to register with Selective Service and carry their certificate with them as required by law?
Oh, put on my paralegal hat? Well, let's see. Since I'm not an attorney and I am a paralegal and I draft pleadings for homeowners defending foreclosures, I'm speaking to a subject that, you know, requires some real serious legal thought, which I can't give legal advice on the show. However, I know that if my son was required, or my grandson, because my kids are grown and they're not of draft age anymore. If my grandson was to get one of these notices when he turns 18, and God forbid, I would tell his dad, you got any plans to move? you know, that's me. I don't like, see, if Trump gets in, this is going to stop. If Trump gets in, I don't believe he's going to reinstate the draft. I think he's going to pull everybody out of where they don't need to be, because like over in Jordan, they're sitting ducks over there for anything else that the United States government wants to conveniently manufacture. You know, when they get bombed again, that gives us another excuse for Lindsey Graham to stand up and, you know, bellow out that we need to go turn Tehran into a nuclear parking lot. And I know he'll call the show and go, I never said that, you know, but, you know, to your point, you know, legally, I can't tell somebody not to register, because if you don't and the government knows you don't, then, you know, I don't want you to risk or your son or whoever risking a jail term because they refuse to. I mean, it's bad enough in the 60s. Remember, they burned their draft cards? Wow. And a lot of them went to Canada. Yeah, a lot of them went to Canada. So I don't know. You know, the thing is now with this migrant crisis that we've got, and, you know, with people, I mean, you can think that this is something that people, it's a rope-a-dope. It's that people are distracted by watching what's going on at the border versus what's going on in the Middle East. I really think when you look at the escalation of what's going on over there versus what's going on in our own backyard, I'm like, I just brought this up, that if you think that home invasions weren't commonplace, you ain't seen nothing yet. I really think that Americans need to start watching out, because right now the major cities are targets. And it's going to get worse as more and more of these people come in and they turn into have-nots. Mark my words.
Well, as a senior citizen, well in my 70s, I don't think I have to worry about my 1H classification. But I bet if they start the draft again, they're going to not only go after 18-year-olds, but people up in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s with the various technical specifications that the military can't otherwise fill.
Wow. Let's hope that doesn't happen, Dan.
Yes, let's indeed.
Let's hope it doesn't happen. Thanks for your call. I appreciate that. Moving along, Brady. I know. Not a day goes by. Brady calls. What's up?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Hey, I was going to say, I heard this term yesterday that's made me actually physically sick. They refer to our troops on the ground over there now as drone bait.
Drone bait, yeah. Well, you're right about that. I just spoke on it. And the thing is that we don't know why they're there, other than the fact that what you just said, they're drone bait. That seemingly would make a very succinct point. There are people who are saying that. There are people over there that are serving that are actually off the slight comment saying, you know, I think we really shouldn't be here, because the more we're here, and it's like, why isn't Biden drawing these people out? Why isn't Kirby and the Pentagon, why aren't they moving these people away from these areas? Well, because they need to be there so that they can make a tit for tat. Well, these three that were just killed by the drone strike just made a sacrifice for their country. Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to give them a little shock and awe? You know, are we going to play the 18-12 overture as we roll into Tehran like we did into Kuwait? You know, when we had Operation Desert, whatever. You know, this is the thing. Wars make money for Congress people who invest in defense stocks. Wars make money, especially for the banks. This is why these people are over there, Brady. There is no other way around it. Appreciate your call.
You know,
I got
what?
So much. Got
one
so
quick,
much.
One,
all right, one quick.
Yeah, one quick thing. I think we should use the drones on the border and use them against all the immigrants crossing over. You think if we armed everybody with a drone, there we could stop it right away, all the invasion?
Oh, Brady, don't give anybody any ideas. They're liable to have these little entrepreneurs out there are liable to get creative with drones and fly them over the border and start attacking illegals. We don't want to put any ideas in anybody's head. I appreciate your call. Republican mega donor Ken Griffin, by the way, he's a hedge fund manager. OK, see, that's where the money is. They're playing in it. They're playing. He's a multinational hedge fund CEO of Citadel LLC. He didn't donate to Trump. No. Who did he donate to? Nimrata. That's who he donated to. $5 million to Nimrata's super PAC. And she's losing. I think you know what I'm talking about. That's Nimrata's. Hey, Haley's really real name is Nimrata. She's Indian. Of Indian descent. Oh, I know. They're, Krieger, you're a racist. No. I don't want a former UN ambassador warmonger in the White House. This is an extension of Biden. She will do everything the Democrats want. She is crazy to even keep running. She is getting the pants beat off her in all the polls. There is no sense in all these mega donors throwing all this money at a losing cause. They don't get to write it off. They must have a lot of money to burn. And for those of you seriously thinking about going on a cruise, well, guess what? CDC just confirmed 135 people were sickened with an unknown illness while on board a cruise ship operated by the Cunard Line. Yeah, this would be the Queen Victoria, I believe. The incident comes about a month nearly after 100 passengers on a celebrity cruise vessel, the Constellation, were sickened. And what was the culprit? Norovirus. Diarrhea and vomiting. You sure it wasn't the shrimp? Sure it wasn't the sanitation? I mean, this is what Cunard Cruise Line is. We're going to clean and disinfect. Yeah, should have done that in the first place. Do you really want to go on a cruise? Wow. It's a great way. Sorry, I can't commit to work today, boss. It was the shrimp. It works for me. But now they're saying the CDC is reporting 14 outbreaks on cruise ships last year. Norovirus was listed as the causative agent in all but one of the incidents. And did you know government workers got bigger raises than those in the private sector? Last year, Labor Department reported it. Employment cost index for employees of state and local governments went up 4.6% last year, slightly less than the 4.8% gain seen the previous year. But private sector employment barely inched over 4%. As far as their raises, that means they're sucking more of our tax dollars and more of all the money that they're creating out of thin air to pay a government that's dysfunctional. Boy, you should really feel good about that. Well, let's see what's going on in Fannie Willis. Well, she's getting into more and more trouble as the days go by. Nathan Wade reached a temporary divorce settlement with his estranged wife, so he's likely going to have to not testify in court about his alleged affair with Fannie Willis. You see, this whole thing is just stinking to high heaven of Republican or, you know, attacks. They just don't want Trump in office, and they're doing everything they can to stop him. Articles of impeachment for Mayorkas have advanced to the House floor. And we'll see what happens when it gets to the Senate, because I guarantee you they're not going to get him out. New York State, by the way, is hiring 4,000 of those illegal immigrants. They're relaxing work qualifications, and they're going to give them jobs that belong to hardworking Americans. But these, they claim, are hard-to-recruit entry-level titles, such as caring for people with medical and physical disabilities, medical, physical, mental disabilities, building and ground maintenance, food service, automotive repair, office aid. Really? This is what Bloomberg News is reporting. They want to get illegal immigrants into the workforce New York Department of Labor identified 39,456 private sector jobs open to illegal immigrants. Wow. So they're really going to penetrate our workforce with people that have limited English proficiency. Well, this should be fun. Let's see what else. Elon Musk's $56 billion Tesla compensation package has been nullified by a judge. He's going to appeal that. You ever heard of Intercontinental Exchange? I've talked about them before. ICE, they own the New York Stock Exchange. They also own MERS and MERS Corp. Well, Raymond James Bank has just now hooked into their digital lending platform. Isn't that wonderful? Just so you know, Raymond James Bank will securitize your mortgage loan and you won't know who owns it. Oh, they'll even make you think you actually have a mortgage loan as they convert it into a security and cancel your note. Isn't that wonderful? All right, we're going to try to reach out to Scotty Sachs after the break and see what he knows about what's going on at the southern border and with his convoy. Be right back after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.